There's a pest issue in the South Island causing major grief. Rabbits are devouring everything. A newsroom have released a multi-part documentary about the issue this week, headed up by Melanie Reid, the investigations editor. And today we're going to hear from a couple of the subjects of that documentary about the damage being done on their patch. First to Moeraki, the manager of Penguin Rescue, Rosalie Goldsworthy. Hi, Rosalie.
Hello, how are you?
People will be saying, penguins? What have penguins got to do with rabbits?
Okay, so penguins and rabbits can live together quite happily, but unfortunately the rabbits bring along all their bad friends. And so where you have a high density of rabbits, you get a high density of predators. Huh. And so along with the rabbits become feral cats, stoats,
yuck,
weasels and ferrets and rats and the odd mouse. And these guys are wiping out our wildlife. So our challenge is to try and make a safe place for penguins to live. When the predators kill for pleasure, not for hunger, because they're full of rabbits. And, of course, as the rabbits breed exponentially, so too do the predators. So that's our issue.
Yeah. Do you think perhaps rabbits are an underappreciated part of the predator-free problem?
I absolutely do. That's the foundation stone. It's like the plankton in the ocean. If you wanted to get rid of the whales, you start by destroying the plankton. The food supply for the predators is the rabbits. Now, it's not like that over the whole country, I understand. It's largely Otago, but it's spreading. But it's very real and very important that we acknowledge it and get on with fixing it.
Have you noticed much change over the years where you are?
Yes. The problem has just gone from really bad to extraordinarily bad. It's just terrible. So I learned watching the earlier series that one female rabbit can produce 50 babies in a year. And the problem truly is exponential and so quick to get out of hand.
Mm. They breed like rabbits.
Oh, they do. They've read the manual.
Tell me about the hoiho.
Okay, so the hoiho, as you'll be well aware, are critically endangered. And so there were only 150 nests on the mainland of New Zealand last year. And, you know, that's the main population. And so they're in a real dire situation. We can't afford to throw one or two chicks at the predators for a snack. But we don't have enough left. Every hoiho is precious. And we have to do our best to save every one of them. And it's really hard when you've got out-of-control predators.
Do you see the impacts of predators on the penguins?
Oh, absolutely. So this year we only lost one chick to probably a stoat. When we looked at it closely, it had puncture wounds in its neck. So the predators aren't eating the penguins, they're just killing them. But last year we had three chicks taken by ferrets. Now these chicks were 4 kilograms. So the reason we can tell you it was a ferret that killed them, they didn't eat them, was because of the distance of the teeth marks apart in their neck. And so they just killed them and just left them. And so we had 48 other chicks, and we thought, what do we do? You know, how do we respond to this? Do we wait till more die before we decide? And we then determined that we had to uplift them all and hand raise them. So that's what we did.
Boy.
So they weren't tiny chicks, like they were 3 and 4 kilogram chicks. So we only had to look after them for 6 weeks before they could leave and go to sea. But, I mean, that's terrible. So we got renewed support for our trapping. We joined Trap NZ and we got 30 ferrets in 3 months.
Wow. Doc 200?
We don't know. You're using Doc 200s. And we don't know if we got the bad guy. We only need to be one bad guy to take out 3 chicks. But we haven't had any predation of large chicks since then, so we're hopeful that we have.
Oh boy, must be very satisfying when you get one of them.
Well, it is.
Meanwhile, the rabbits are breeding food for them.
Absolutely.
And I guess it's harder to catch a stoat that isn't hungry.
Absolutely. Yeah, putting out food bait is not very effective at all. I'd say we'd be lucky to catch 10% of the predator population.
What needs to happen, Rosalie?
Okay, so what needs to happen is some resourcing needs to go into the total control of rabbits. So that's using all tools at hand, genetic tools, you know, breeding sterilised males or whatever. Every tool that we know is going to be needed to wipe out the rabbits. And they need to go. And then we'll have some chance of restoring pasture and restoring wildlife habitat. Back before I knew better, I had some protector rings removed from a stand of mature kowhai trees. Mm. The rabbits ring barked and killed them all. It's heartbreaking. Trying to re-establish native plants when you've got rabbits, the plant will cost you 30 cents and the rabbit protection will cost you $10. Yeah, it becomes prohibitive. So we could be better off to spend our money controlling the rabbits. So you've got shooting and smoking them out of the burrows and ferrets and dogs and all sorts of methods that are currently being deployed by expert people to the best of their ability, but it's not enough.
Rosalie, nice to talk to you. Thanks for your perspective.
Thank you.
Good to chat. Rosalie Goldsworthy, who's looking after the penguins at Moeraki and says that the more rabbits are around, the more predators turn up and go for her penguins when they can't find a rabbit to eat. Meanwhile, in the Queenstown Wakatipu Basin, rabbits are making life really difficult for farmers. Philip Bunn is a third-generation deer farmer. He joins me now. Hi there, Philip.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. What problems do they cause for you?
Oh, lots of problems. We've got an absolute plague of rabbits on the farm. They're just everywhere. They cause lots of erosion, eat a lot of food. Where deer numbers are down around 100 hinds on what we were 5 years ago. And I'd say we're currently overstocked just simply because of the rabbits. If we didn't have rabbits, we'd have plenty of feed for them.
Hang on. So the number of rabbits you have on the farm affects the number of deer you can have on the farm?
They definitely affect their carrying capacity of the farm. Without a doubt.
And that's rabbits eating grass that the deer would otherwise eat?
Yep. Cleaning off grass and you know, they can completely denude places where, you know, the grass doesn't even grow. Completely denude the place. So it really affects the carrying capacity of the ground. You've got massive warrens which it caused lots of erosions.
What can you do about it?
Well, we've poisoned every year for the last 30 years, well, since the rabbit boards have gone. And that works. You can have a big cleanup. We generally close down a third of our farm each year to poison, and we do it annually. And... And you poison them, you have a good poison, but they move back in pretty quickly. It used to be a lot more effective when we had neighbours poisoning as well. Last year we poisoned a block in July and we had it pretty much clear of rabbits. It was rabbit fenced all the way around, but they'll get through the rabbit netting pretty easily if they're determined. And that block of land this year is now 18 months later is as thick as it was before we poisoned last year.
Any point in shooting them?
No, not when you've got the number of rabbits we've got. You can go out and shoot. You get 50 or 100 a night, but that really doesn't make much difference. We've got a rabbit traps. We've got a guy from Cromwell who's put rabbit traps under some of our rabbit-proof fencing this year, and we've been doing some rabbit drives as well. We've taken off 4,000 rabbits in the rabbit traps since November, and you go out where they are and there's still a lot of rabbits there, and there's no way you can shoot that many.
What needs to happen?
What needs to happen? I think it needs to be a coordinated approach. There's lots of different methods. I think things like the rabbit traps, the rabbit drive, poisoning. It needs to be an area, not a property. So people need to buy into it. If you're going to buy land in the Wakatipu Basin, you need to budget that rabbit control is something you've got to do. And people are not doing it. They just look at the rabbits and shake their heads, really. There's a lot of things like, and you can poison. We've got a ripper, so we go and rip the ground where the rabbits have been and rip the habitat. And that's I think a relatively important thing to do. If you poison or you take rabbits away, but you leave all the burrows and everything there, then the rabbits have just got homes to move back into.
Thanks for your thoughts. Nice to hear from you, Philip, and hopefully there's a plan on the way.
Hopefully.
Cheers. Philip Bunn, third generation deer farmer who has fewer deer than he would like because the rabbits are eating all the grass. I'm definitely keen for your thoughts on this one. You can text me on 2101 or email jesse@rnz.co.nz. I've just had a quick search for rabbit traps but can't see much. Getting them one at a time doesn't sound like it'll make much impact either. But love to hear from you.